This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Steve Alexander has the reports coming up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. In Illinois, there is a law called Scott's Law. It refers to Chicago Fire Department Lieutenant Scott Gillen, who was struck and killed in 2000 while assisting at a crash on a Chicago expressway. Scott's Law requires drivers to slow down and yield to stopped emergency vehicles. Unfortunately, Scott's Law is in the news again because a Wisconsin man allegedly ran down an Illinois state trooper last month as he was helping victims in a multiple vehicle highway crash. 34-year-old trooper Christopher Lambert died. A 61-year-old Kenosha man is charged with reckless homicide of a police officer and with violating Scott's Law. In St. Louis, investigators are trying to figure out why a driver was going the wrong way on a highway in North St. Louis County. It is especially perplexing because the driver was a 20-year veteran of the St. Louis police force. 58-year-old George Boggs died. The driver he hit was hospitalized with minor injuries. Open wide is something your dentist tells you, and in Michigan, perhaps the police officer who pulls you over. And when you open wide, the police officer takes a Q-tip and swabs your saliva to see if you're on drugs. That was a pilot program in several counties that worked so well, it is being expanded to other counties who want to use it. What happens when you put together a group of farmers? Chances are they complain about the weather. And at the Commodity Classic, where Max is headquartered the rest of this week in Orlando, farmers are finding that misery loves company. A lot of them left behind some really bad weather in the Midwest. All across the upper Midwest, residents and animals are still dealing with the leftovers of that nasty winter storm that blew through earlier in the week and dumped a bunch of snow, and of course all of the storms before that too. It is a life and death situation in many ways, not only for farmers trying to keep their animals alive, but in Michigan's UP, fire safety officials are urging people to clear snow from vents that release exhaust from home appliances. The region has been smothered by snow, and there's been an increase in calls to fire departments about carbon monoxide. One fire chief says those vents, the home appliance vents, are generally low on the exterior of homes, and with so much snow piled up, it can be dangerous. Of course, when the weather warms up and the rains come, there are more problems. In southern Illinois, people are bracing for rising waters in the Mississippi and Ohio rivers this weekend. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.